Yo, what is up, guys? Naisu here, and in today's episode, we are doing a video podcast once again. We haven't been able to podcast since I think M5 started, but this is going to be sharing my post thoughts of M5, and also we're going to have two unboxings as well because we have not got a chance to do this yet. So go ahead, grab your snacks. I already finished my coffee, so let's get to it. All right. By the way, we have the SuFam t-shirt. We have plenty of these, so if you guys want a SuFam t-shirt, all you have to do is join the membership program here on YouTube. I kind of played around the idea of doing a Patreon, but for now, we're just gonna stick with the YouTube stuff, all right? It's just easier. I found out too, by the way, thank you for some of the people that let me know. Patreon's a little bit hard in the Philippines, I guess, because you can only pay with like credit card, I think it is. I think Gcash is not an option. So for now, we'll stick to this. If you guys subscribe or join the membership program, there's a tier there for SuFam shirts, and we'll get those to you guys this coming year, 2024. That's when we want to pass them all out. So that being said, let's get to it. Now, first off, we are going to do the unboxing for a couple things from M5 before I share my thoughts. So if you guys want to watch the unboxings, it's gonna start here. If not, you want to just hear the thoughts of M5, it's gonna be after. So we'll do this one first. First off, we got this bad boy from Lawson's Mythic Coolers. Mythic Coolers, orange buff and purple buff. Locally, this is a drink, I think. So this is a Lawson collab with M5 and Moonta. So y'all should still be able to hear me, right? But this is what it is. Let's go ahead and open it up. This is not the most ideal way to do an unboxing, but we're gonna do it this way anyway. I have not opened this, by the way. All right, before we take a look, Pinaslang Malakas. Pinaslang Malakas. It almost sounded like I said something else, bro. Yeah. Boom. This is what we got here. So it looks like... All right, it looks like we got a t-shirt, which I'll put here for now. We got this, buddy. So we've got a card, and it says, "Hi, Naisu. Buff up and support Philippine teams this M5 season. Go to your nearest Lawson stores and try the Mythic Coolers. Purple buff, refreshingly sweet, candied grape coolers, and orange buff, Dalandan coolers made with 100% fruit extracts. Buy locally. Enjoy the Mythic Coolers with the limited edition Mythic Cups featuring Yuzong, Lapu-Lapu, Mia, and Layla for only 105 pesos. That's all it costs. For more details, go to Lawson Philippines official pages. And we have all their social media, Lawson Philippines. Thank you guys so much. So we're gonna put that there, and these are the cups. So that's what we got. This is the Yuzhong. We got Layla. We got Mia. And this is Lapu Lapu. Right, so thank you guys. We got four design cups here. We're gonna go ahead and drink out of these later, of course. Then they gave us a t-shirt too, actually. It's funny, there's a lanyard here, which looks like our lanyard. Oh wait, no, it's different, wait. Yeah, so we have this lanyard. I have one of these as a talent tag, so we might do a giveaway for this, man. We also got a keychain, M5 keychain. I'm gonna go ahead and use that. That memorabilia. And then looks like we got an M5 shirt, man. Then we got an M5 shirt. Boom. This probably is not gonna fit me, guys. What's on the back? Oh, Lapu Lapu's there. We've got the eagle. We've got a lot of iconic places in the Philippines, of course. Right? Nice shirt. I just don't know if it's gonna fit, right? I mean, this is an XL, I think. So maybe that'll fit. Thank you, Lawson's, by the way. And next up, for the next unboxing, I do unboxings pretty quickly, guys. I don't have the ASMR stuff here, you know. We don't have that type of setup, but better than great. That's what we are. So this bad boy was given to us talents back in group stages, I think it was. I have not had any time to open it up, and I didn't want to open it without doing, you know, like an unboxing thing, basically. So it's like a briefcase. If you guys didn't see us, we carried this on desk when it was me, LaFell, Trex, I think. Me, LaFell, Trex. We carried these up, and it was fun. Ooh. Better than great. Greater than better. And then we got the M5 thing right here. That looks pretty cool. So I'll take this out of the briefcase. It's just a little case thing. It's pretty nice. We've got this box. All right. Let's go ahead and get this bad boy open. Yep. We do our own sound effects. Okay. So first up in the box, we got a nice cap. M5 cap. Now I'm a hat guy, but the thing is, I have a rather large head. So hopefully this fits, man. I do like hats, though. We'll go to the max extension. There we go. M5, baby. Does that look good? M5 hat? All right. That's pretty nice. Oh. M5 socks. We got M5 socks, man. Are these like, see, I'm a fan of like high, you know, high ankle socks and whatnot. These are about mid socks. So take these to the gym, right? We got another lanyard. I think we will do a giveaway for these guys. I don't know. If you want an M5 lanyard, we'll figure something out. We'll be streaming again, most likely either sometime in December or January. We'll be streaming here on YouTube, I believe it is. We'll either do YouTube or, I don't know, kind of want to go to Twitch as well, man. Got another keychain thing? Well, no, sorry. This is a pin. Oh, this is a pin. I can go for the suit, actually. Then, okay, we've got another shirt. Oh, this one will fit. So I don't know if this is the same one that Lawson's gave us. Is this the same one that Lawson gave us? Oh, it's different. It's this one, the better than great one with the Yuzhong. This will fit. Yep. Nice shirt. And then the last thing in the box. This is pretty cool. I saw people wearing this already. It's the blazer. It's not a blazer. I think it's a wind jacket is what you call it. This bad boy right here. We're gonna break the wind with it, dude. Let's see if this guy fits, man. Come on. Oh yeah, it fits. That's what I'm good. Do we look better than great, guys? What's it say on the back? Nothing. Okay. That's pretty nice though. Thank you. Thank you, Moonton. Thank you for this amazing box with this amazing memorabilia from M5. Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the unboxing of the Lawson package. Thank you, Lawson, as well. And of course, the Better Than Great package from Moonton. Thank you guys so much. Now, let's go ahead and talk about M5. There's a lot to talk about here, right? Number one, my dogs. We're going to pause it real quick. And back. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about M5. Now, a couple of things. I'll start by saying this. M5. Sorry, my hair, man. I gotta get a haircut. It's been a long month, man. So, all right, let's go ahead and start with this. M5 for me was the best M series ever. That's my, you know, I don't know if you guys agree with that. Maybe let me know. Let me know actually in the comments. If you guys are watching this, of course, on YouTube, let me know what you guys think. If you agree with this, M5 was the best M series ever. And there's a couple reasons I feel that way. Number one was the fact that, of course, hey, Philippines is champions, right? We're champions. AP Bren, congratulations again. I bought the right jacket, by the way. But yeah, it's AP. So Philippines is champion. Secondly, it was a 7-game series. So for me, it went 7 games. And that anytime that a final, whether it be MPL, whether it be an M series, if we get full 7 games, that already makes things interesting, right? It's way better for me personally than a sweep, than, you know, even like a 4-1 or anything like that. So, and given the fact that the last, what, 2 M series, I think it was, the last 3 maybe, were all sweeps, you know, because you guys have to think about it that way too. Like M series, you build up for like how many weeks, or even in this case, like nearly a month from the wild cards, right? And then it ends all in a sweep. That's kind of anticlimactic for me, right? So the fact that we get, like, even if we get 6 games, great. If we get 7, that's better than great, right? It's all stuck in our head, by the way, better than great. But yeah, it was an amazing grand finals, just partially because, of course, the Philippines won. But secondly, the fact, too, that we went 7 games, and even going back to the whole line of, you know, no host country has ever won the title or something like that, you know, no team has won it twice. So like AP Bren winning has smashed already those two statements, which, you know, is amazing. And aside from that, I think I would say overall, when I think about it, I would say overall the knockout stage 2 experience was pretty, you know, it was pretty amazing. I mean, Rizal Memorial Coliseum was maybe not some people's first choice, but I think overall the experience of actually watching inside was amazing. You know, I think a lot of people enjoyed it. Even for me, when I got to watch the games and not cast them, overall I was enjoying the experience, you know, for the most part. Now, outside of Rizal Memorial Coliseum, the traffic, the area, you know, all that stuff, I think, you know, really when you're talking about the Philippines, like some of that stuff can't be solved right now. Again, when it comes to other venues, I don't know all the logistics there, you know, that Moonton had to go through in booking a venue. But I think overall, given the time they had and what we did, they pulled off a pretty great event. Even the opening ceremony, I actually personally liked. You know, I'm sure people feel different ways about the opening ceremony, but I thought it was really great. I mean, the dance, or like the light show that they had with the dancers, was interesting. I liked the fact that they kind of threw back to all the previous songs. I thought it was cool when they all had us turn on our flashlights and, you know, the whole better than great thing was going on. Like, I really enjoyed that. The way that they did the reveal for M6 into the opening ceremony, all that stuff, I really enjoyed. And I think it was great, you know. Aside from that, I would say that this M series also probably had the most interesting narrative, like teams wise, the fact that it was like a Filipino reunion in a way. You had 33 Filipinos on different, you know, different teams as players or coaches or analysts or whatever. And the competition, you know, I know some big names weren't there, specifically like RRQ, for example, or Todak, but I think this was a great opportunity, including the wild cards, where we got to see a lot of these regions on how they've been developing over the years and where they stand now. I think that is a big part of it. And I'm thankful too that I got a chance to go cast the wild cards in Malaysia, right? Because that was the first initial preview of a lot of these regions. And I think the way that they executed from wild card to the group stage, I think it works, right? Like, it worked really well. There was already a narrative going from wild card, introducing these regions to a lot of the viewers out there, painting some of these familiar faces, trying to get to the main event. Then you get to the main event and you have this whole story of things going on, right? But ultimately, we get down to those two main stories of Onik and their Golden Road, and of course, AP Bren and their World Tour. Now, for me, the World Tour was the more, like, I was more emotionally invested in the World Tour, not because it's just a Philippine team, like AP Bren, but because of my past year alone, you know. And I've shared some of this on the other episodes of the podcast where, you know, my time watching them in Riyadh first for the Asian Championships of IESF, and then getting to go to Romania and cast their games over there. And, you know, I didn't get to go to MSC for Cambodia, or sorry, the SEA Games. But then, you know, getting to watch it all like unfold for M5, and for them to complete their world tour, the last stop of the world tour, was very special for me, you know, as a caster, as someone that's been kind of following them in a way, like on their world tour, literally. So to see that, and then to share that moment with, you know, Coach Ducky, Coach Vren, even the players out there, and they all just call me, hey, big man, or big Naisu. Like, that moment was a very special moment, you know, for me. So again, I think either way, even if Onik won, I think there's still a lot there that you could celebrate in terms of, if you're just a fan of the sport, the esport, right, of MLBB, you can find a way to see the positive in either of those teams winning, because ultimately we had a hell of a series, man. Like, that was such a good series between Onik and AP Bren for a grand final. And even the fact that we broke 5 million viewers, you know, like, that's another thing. 5 million peak viewers is insane. That smashed the record for M4, which was, I think, 4.2 or 4.3 million, somewhere around there. So, you know, MLBB esports is still growing. It's kind of crazy to just see the amount of growth, you know, and improvement. And I think it'll just continue to get better. Who knows what's going to happen in M6 for Malaysia, or even MSC, right? MSC, who knows how much we'll see there. Also the fact too that when you look at how things kind of fell into place over the course of the tournament, I think, again, it was the perfect length, I would say. You know, I think main event was like 2 weeks or 15, 16 days or something like that. So for me, that was like the perfect length of, you know, M5. The fact that 8 teams went home after the group stage, I think also forced a lot of these teams to bring their A game. If they didn't, it's too bad, right? They had to basically be ready by groups. And one of the teams, of course, that I'm always rooting for was NA. It's unfortunate that TOB did not get to, you know, to get to even go further than they did from the groups. But again, I'm always hyped for NA. And maybe I was a little like too hyped for them, but I just ultimately, like, I see this potential in NA, especially like TOB and the players there. I just hope that I don't even know if this is going to happen, but they stay together, like teams stay together longer, and they can work on like their synergy to match some of the synergy from, you know, the rest of the world here. But I wish them the best in 2024, because I'm always keeping my eyes on NA. And even teams like Lil Gun, Team Lil Gun, man, the improvements they made from even seeing them for the first time in ISF and then compete at the wild card, you know, that Team Saudi Arabia, Triple Esports, like all these teams that are rising through the ranks, is very enjoyable to see the growth around the world. So again, M5 was a great experience for me. I am glad that I was a part of it once again, you know, all the way from the group draw to the wild card. I got plenty of days of casting. I would say that, since I talk about this a lot on the Suitcast here, goals, right? When I look at goals, first off, I'll say that I was generally happy with my past year
of casting of 2023, the ability, the opportunity, I should say, the opportunity to go around the world and cast for MLBB was amazing. Thankful for that. I guess, like, if I have to think about a goal for next year, 2024, as a caster, would either be maybe two things. Number one would be casting the grand finals for MSC or M6, if I get to be a part of it. Again, nothing's guaranteed. Would be to do a grand final. Two M series now, I've done the semifinals, right? So I would love to eventually get to the desk to do a grand final. That's probably going to be my goal for 2024, if I could pick one. Secondly would be, of course, continue to focus on MLBB, but also possibly look at if I should diversify as a caster, right? If it works with, you know, contractually and everything else. Like, if I try learning to cast another game, don't know what that would be, but, you know, just to see. But, like, then again, that's on the back foot. It's like plan C, just mainly because if I look back at this last year, all the MLBB casting that I've done, it already took up like 7 to 8 months of the year, right? So that gave me like 4 months. And those 4 months was usually revolved around, you know, the business, like of either Claws or the voiceover stuff that I'm doing, that I'm still managing clients and whatnot for that. Of course, also next year I have plans for another business. So there's a lot to consider for next year, but I am generally thankful and happy that 2023 went the way that it did and it ended this way with M5. So, you know, again, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here. Thank you guys for watching this video of the unboxing of the two clips and my kind of quick thoughts here for M5. I'm sure there's a lot more that I could say, but part of my brain is still in like recovery mode. Again, after the day after M5, like by the time I got home, it was like 3 a.m. because we ended so late. And I just slept for like 10 hours the next day, right? The other thing that I would say about M5 that made it special is just, again, like anytime that you get to work with these great friends of ours, these international talents that you get, you know, 2, maybe 3 weeks to hang out with, to work with, to get to know better. Some faces, obviously, of course, are new friends, and others are, you know, old friends, and you just get to have fun, man. Like, that's the thing that I would say is, like, this roster of international talents, whoever is a part of it, you know, whether they're from, even the talents, obviously, from MPLPH that got to be a part of M5, like, when you put us all together, the international roster, the Filipino talents, and all the people that even flew in, man, like, talents flew in, right? Just to experience M5. Like, it's a very rare, I would say, experience, just because, again, you guys see each other maybe once or twice a year for everybody, right? So it's a very special moment when you get to hang out with all these people again, and you're all working and you're having fun, but you're doing what you love. I think it's very special to be able to have that in like these times, these days, you know? So that is, yeah, those are my thoughts on M5. Like I said, I'm sure I could think of a lot more to talk about, but that's going to wrap it up for this. The next podcast episode will probably be about going into the year 2024 and things ahead of there. So also have still the plans that I'm going to be doing for the SuCast are still in motion, but I also have a plan B for that. We're going to be upgrading this. Won't be filming completely from here, this setup, as much as I love, you know, my office space and everything else. But yeah, I think that's going to be it for me, guys. Thank you so much for watching the video. If you haven't yet, please feel free to hit subscribe. Comment down below what you thought of M5, what your experience was, and just overall, right? I know there's negative things to talk about here about M5 as well, but I don't want to talk about the negative stuff. I want to look at the positive things. And again, just congratulations to AP Brand. Congratulations to Moonton for their achievements. Congratulations to all the players, the teams, the talents, everybody involved for their sacrifices over this past year to get to M5, for all the performances and just, you know, putting on a hell of an M series. Wish you guys the best. everybody involved, get some rest, and next year is another year. So we're gonna be better than great next year. Or greater than better. Which one is it gonna be? I don't know. We'll leave it up to them. See you guys.